Well, they were waiting for the president's decision on Afghanistan, finally found him hiding in the attic in a box. In the news, Barack Obama walks off with my peace prize. It's supposed to be the bone they were going to throw me when I didn't get the genius grant. And they said, okay, but all right, so we'll get you a peace prize. The first Nobel Prize awarded on credit. Roman Polanski was supposed to get it, but he couldn't travel to Oslo because he wanted there, apparently. Now, you watch at the prize ceremony, Kanye West will leap out and say Beyonce deserves it. I think she should get a peace prize. I think she's good. Bono would have got it, but they were afraid of his acceptance speech. You know him. I guess not. Okay. In other news, trying to appease both sides, President Obama will put 40,000 troops in Afghanistan and take 40,000 out. How many does that leave for him? We have Edgewood four plays here from their humor class. President Obama was supposed to win the Nobel in economics, literature, medicine, and physics, actually, but they thought it was too much. And if the Nobel people allow one-on-one as a new category, he's a shoo-in, frankly. And still other news, Rush Limbaugh's little plan to use the St. Louis Rams team doctor falls through. Health insurers now say they won't cover pre, during, or post-existing conditions. And if you want a procedure, you better Google it. Pardon me. The Army's don't ask, don't tell policy has been changed to that's what she said. The White House, this is the humor here. So I noticed, just for you forum people here. The White House says Fox News is an arm of the Republican Party. Fox says, that's not an arm, son. And O'Reilly better put it away and get off the phone, I think, to be perfectly fair and balanced. Michael Jackson nominated as posthumous performer of the year by the AMA. Not the Medical Association, that's the Music Awards. He's up against Al Martino, Mary Travers, and Shah Abdul Karim, the Bangladeshi flute player, I believe he is. Are you familiar with Shah Abdul Karim?
No, but I saw he just died.
Yes, because that's why it's posthumous.
Joke.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You have to die to be posthumous.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Or posthumorous. Okay. And actually, Michael Jackson was shortlisted for the Peace Prize as well. So, President Obama decides to send healthcare death panels to Afghanistan. The president did order serge, pants, two pairs. Well, sorry, the serge, they wear through, so you need two pairs of serge pants, don't you?
I do.
For a proper serge?
Absolutely.
I think so. You do get the feeling, I'm not saying that he procrastinates on these things, but you do get the feeling that D-Day would have gone to F or G-Day with Barack Obama in charge. You know? It would have been H-Day, possibly. Charge of Light Brigade would have been put on layaway, I think, possibly. Or one if by land, two if by sea, three I'll get back to you. Needs to consult with his predecessor about being the deciderer, you know. It's not the decision, it's a decidering. Dow passes 10,000 just in time for New Year's 1989. Garth Brooks comes out of retirement to play for the Vikings. With no cost of living increase for seniors, president offers $250 bingo stake. That'll buy you a lot of cards, though. You know, $5 a card.
Yep.
You're in like Flynn there. 30,000 jobs created by the $1 trillion stimulus. That's $333.33 each job. So that's a pretty nice job. Now, if you get insurance, it's a livable thing. Meghan McCain says that a tweet picture was her with her knees up. Okay. But if you ever wondered how John McCain would look with a nice set, there it was, ladies and gentlemen. I refer you to that. North Korea fires five short-range missiles able to hit North Korea. Auschwitz has a Facebook page, still looking for friends. Naked body scanners at airports as TSA goes T&A. GM Saturn goes Uranus. Chinese to produce happy ending Hummers. The new WWJT movement now, what would Jesus tweet? Very big. The recession ends in 79 metro areas. Parades go right up to the county lines. The government health option has been reduced to school nurse. And finally, turns out the balloon boy's dad's head had previously floated off. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. And good night. And good morning. And to all the ships at sea.